You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, you're tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. Now I have Deborah Manning on the phone with me, who's the lawyer representing the Afghan villagers who were allegedly attacked by the SAS in a 2010 raid. Kia ora, Deborah.
Yes, good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, it's afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Been a busy day.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a big day for you, hasn't it?
Yes, it's a, you know, so this morning we sent correspondence off to the Attorney General and the Prime Minister just about the NZDF map that's been relied upon, just to confirm with them that where they've operated, where they have identified that they had their operation is in fact where our clients' villages are.
Right, so yeah, I mean, I guess in the statement that you've released today, you've basically contested some of the key statements from the New Zealand Defence Force's media release and subsequent press conference, one of which being that Turjaran Village doesn't actually exist.
Yes, well, Turjaran Valley is a valley, and so it's just like saying Otago is a city. It's not, it's an area, or Waitakere. Rangers saying Waitakere Village. We all know that it's there is no village called Waitakere. So look, where we're coming from is that our clients know the names of their villages, and they know that in 2010 they were the subject of a military operation. So you know, they're very clear that, you know, they suffered terribly that night, and they wish for there to be a formal and independent inquiry into what took place during what we now know to be called Operation Burnham. Mm.
And so there's the village that doesn't exist. That's one point from your release. What were the other sort of key things that the Defence Force got wrong?
So essentially that Defence Force map identifies three villages. One of them doesn't exist, Turjaran Village, which I've just gone through. The other two, they've labelled as my clients' villages of Kakuradad and Nayak. But in fact, those are other villages, and their village is in the place that's been identified as a non-existent village. And, you know, this all makes sense because it's clear, I think clear to everyone, that you know, both the hit and run book and the NZDF conference are talking about the same incident. Mm. And so my clients again are just confirming that they know the name of their village, they know where they were, and they know what happened on that night, and that civilians, you know, were killed, including little 3-year-old Fatima.
And so why do you think the Defence Force's account of the raid is so starkly different to what your clients are saying and what Nikki Hager and John Stevenson are saying?
Well, all I can say is that we need to have an independent inquiry to look into what happened. As I say, my clients know what happened to them, and they want to know what, you know, the New Zealand Defence Force's role in that night were. And so in our view, everything in the last week just continues over and over again to reinforce the need for an independent inquiry.
But also I will point out that the SAS, on Monday, Lieutenant General Tim Keating said that the SAS had never been to the villages named in the book, and that he had geo-referenced video footage which proved this to be irrefutable. I mean, that's a pretty strong statement, is it not?
Well, look, you know, I don't really want to get into all the detail, but what I would say is that having geo-referenced detail isn't the same as knowing the name of the village that you were in. Look, I really don't know what has happened. I can't speak for the NZDF. I can't speak for who created that map or why they labelled it the way that they did. What I can say, you know, again, is that that night in Turjaran area, there was only one military raid. Everyone agrees on that. And my clients say that that occurred in their village.
And so how likely is an inquiry at this stage?
Well, we've written formally to the Attorney General and the Prime Minister to ask them for that, and so we will give them the opportunity to consider our request and the reasons for it. I mean, I would note that the Chief of the Defence Force said he wasn't against an inquiry, but that he required a legal basis for that, and so we have now provided that legal basis. Mm. So you know, we hope that an inquiry will, you know, will occur, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Right, so hopefully this will be enough to stimulate the Defence Force into conducting that inquiry.
I hope so.
Great, well, thank you for speaking with us today, Deborah.
Thank you.
All right.
See you, bye.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.